the Beverly Sisters being naughty. There you go. The last of the Beverly Sisters has died in her 90s, and it's 7 o'clock. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We are the Saturday Morning Show. We're almost all here for you. Some of our equipment is defunct, but not to worry. We're moving, and we'll be in our remote studio in a secret location.
Yes.
Down on the main floor here at the University of Winnipeg.
Yep.
That's not very secret, is it? No.
No.
I should have said
that. But it's a small
secret
room.
Secret.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. No, don't tell anybody else. It's a secret. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a small room, but we will carry on
yes.
until all the pipes have been replaced here and repaired and removed.
Fixed.
Is that as best as I see before me? No, it's not as best.
Well, it turns out.
It might be a little bit. At 7:01.
Yeah, but not the bad kind.
So we'll give you the weather in just a minute.
Yes.
But I wanted to mention it's Chet Atkins' birthday today. Born in the state in 1924. Mr. Guitar, the country gentleman. We're going to hear something from Chet Atkins. But I thought to start, we'd go back a bit like ancient radio waves again.
Right.
Because Lenny Bro went to
right.
work with Mr. Atkins. This would be because he was a big noise at RCA and the like. So let's see if we can tune in on this eye, right?
Okay.
Well, what are you going to do?
Georgia.
Yeah.
How's that feel? Let's just do like a vamp on the C minor. I mean, like a vamp on like a G, on like a C note. Just for the, you know, for the feel of it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. Georgia.
Yeah, let's record it.
I didn't get it.
It's all right.
Okay.
We thought you were just rehearsing.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Let's play it again. It was great, too. Okay.
Any time, Jeff?
RCA didn't get that cut, but our mics did. This is Lee Major.
Lee Major.
Lee Major?
From CBC.
Yes.
Went down there with him.
Wow.
So luckily, he turned his equipment on.
That's amazing.
From the CD Lady Bird Mosaic, which was on the Guitar Archives label, which of course is Randy Bachman.
Oh, right, of course.
He went looking for material that hadn't been released, and I don't know how many CDs he released, but this is one of them.
Yeah, but he was a big fan of Lenny Bro, wasn't he?
Well, he heard him when he was a kid on the radio, and he couldn't believe that one person could do all that on the guitar,
right.
You see?
And didn't you go to a Lenny Bro concert?
I did, here in Winnipeg, and it took me right back. And I'm not sure if the girlfriend I was with enjoyed it all that much. So that maybe turned out for the best. But
I'll say.
But I remember chatting with him, and I've told this story before, at the bottom steps, he went out for a smoke. And I said, gosh, Mr. Bro, I don't know much about jazz, but I really like what you do. Now, if you're a jazz fan,
yes,
listen to this.
Hi, I'm Keith Black, host of Voyage, 3 hours of jazz heard here at CKUW every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., or streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. I play a wide range of current jazz styles and have an historical segment each week looking back at jazz history. The current jazz scene is vibrant and exciting, and you can hear proof of that each Wednesday between 10 and 1.
Keith, they say nothing of the Winnipeg International Jazz Festival that happens here. Boom.
Yes.
Today being?
Almost the end of it.
That's
right.
Saturday, January 20th. June 20th. God forbid it should be January 20th. If they're playing live in Market Square at 7:10.
Plus, it's 11 degrees out, so not usual January weather.
Time to play Autumn Leaves. I'm just going to finish up by saying.
Yes.
When I went to see Lenny Bro, it was just off Portage.
Yes.
Probably Hargrave or something. Up the stairs, tiny little room upstairs.
That building's gone.
Oh, it's long gone. I think later became the Mental Health Institute or something. I mean, at 7:10.
Isn't it where Air Canada Park is now?
No. What about the weather?
Oh, well, it's 11 degrees out, and it's partly cloudy. The barometric pressure, 101.8 and rising. Humidity, 81%, and the wind coming from the north at 11, which is a little bit slightly windier than it was earlier. It will be, however, mainly sunny today. A high of 20, which we've been looking forward to for quite some time, and a UV index of 6. That's high, but unless you're really spending a lot of time out there today, I wouldn't concern myself too much about that. Tonight, a few clouds, wind coming from the northwest at 20, and then light late in the evening, and it's going down to 9, which is what it was at 6 o'clock this morning. So, you know, it's getting better and better day by day.
Every day, in every way, we're getting better and better.
This might be one of those summers where we just, you know.
That was it?
Yeah.
Blink. Turn around.
Yeah,
7-Eleven.
1 week, over 30.
Yep.
And so far, we'll see. We still have a couple of months worth of summer to go yet.
Well, we want to go back to Chester Burton Atkins.
Oh.
Mr. Guitar, country gentleman, finger-picking guitar player, arranger, producer, along with Owen Bradley and Bob Ferguson, created the Nashville sound. Never actually fit in, you know. I mean, he was inspired by Merle Travis, his other major guitar influences, Django Reinhardt, Les Paul, later Jerry Reed. So we want to hear the man himself then with his guitar. And this was a hit for him. One of many. Choose from, Carol. This is from the essential Chet Atkins. Mighty Fine.
That was essential.
Tiny, tiny print here. Almost impossible to count. 20 something. At least 20 cuts on this CD. There you go. 7:14.
Can I just say?
Yes.
As a little bit more about the weather. Tomorrow is the summer solstice. And it's also National Indigenous Peoples Day. And if you're up at 3:24 a.m., that's when summer starts.
Oh, ho.
Yep.
So lawn chair, that sort of thing, slippers.
Yep, yep.
Hot drink, hot toddy.
Possibly
maybe
out in the countryside where you can actually enjoy these things. Yeah.
You can also enjoy a walk with me, Bron Robinson, as Hugh John McDonald today. We leave at noon from Delnavert, which is 61 Carlton Street. No charge. You've already paid for it in your taxes.
Excellent.
It's paid for by the Winnipeg Public Library. We do a walkabout and look at early Winnipeg and finish up at the local history room of the Millennium Library. Also at Delnavert today, which was his home, of course. I thought you'd like this tonight. Drink like a Victorian. 7 till 9. Enjoy an evening of authentic Victorian drinks and cocktails and learn about the history of the drinks chosen. Now, you got to pay for that. There's a crafting circle today there, though, from 11 till 3. Join Laurie McDougall for this community crafter noon. Bring your work in progress. Enjoy the snacks and drinks. Explore the historic house to inspire your crafting.
Uh-huh.
That's Sam, the program coordinator, handed this out to us last week. We usually ask someone from Delaware to give us a little chat before we start.
Yes.
But if you look at their upcoming events, they're right into, well, they're doing something for Halloween called Summerween.
What?
Spooky. Spooky for summer.
Okay.
I hope they're still going to do something for Halloween as well. But anyways, look them up. That's Delnavert. Look
Weren't
for their
you going
events
to put
program.
Something together for Halloween?
Thinking about it. Thinking about it at 7:16. But I think we should probably talk about the crystals.
Yes.
Yes. Because I see born on this day in 1947, Dolores Brooks, American singer, the Crystals. Now, the funny thing is,
yes,
well, they were working with Phil Spector, and there was a song coming out, but he heard that somebody else was going to release it early. And so instead of having the Crystals record it, He got the Blossoms, who were in Los Angeles, to record it, but he said they were the Crystals. He did this several times.
What?
So when I talk about Dolores Brooks and the Crystals, what we want is the real Crystals and a song they recorded.
No wonder every time you hear Phil Spector, somebody says he was a bad boy.
Well, as far as I know, this is the real recording by the real Crystals.
All right? Okay. All right.
A bit of Vanished Vinyl for you there. 20 original hits by the original stars. Sounds spectacular. 20 worldwide hits produced by Phil Spector. The wall of sound, Phil Spector. Yes, you can tell, couldn't you? Dolores Brooks' birthday today. 7:20. I think, boys and girls, hello, listen up. We can't play our little theme for you, but I'm going to say it's time for the Children's Corner.
Yes.
And, of course, that means that tomorrow's Father's Day.
Oh.
Yep, as well. And so, socks. You can't go wrong with socks. Dad likes socks. It's not too late. Get your mom to teach you how to knit. Am I right, Carol?
That's right.
And,
you will always have socks for the rest of your life.
And you give them an IOU. You say, I haven't finished this sock yet, but...
Yes, but when I am, you'll have a pair.
And if I can't deliver it exactly when you can put a sock in it.
Can I just say, the trick to knitting socks, knit both of the pair at the same time.
Get out.
Yeah, because what tends to happen with socks is you knit one and then you're like, huh.
You know what?
I need a break.
Al Simmons has a song about this.
Does he?
I think there's a song about the lonely sock or something.
Yes. Okay.
The washers eat them. Anyways, boys and girls.
Yes.
And so a Father's Day song to help you understand what it's all about for Dad for the Children's Corner to start.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Well, when I was young, man, I made a lot of noise. Every Friday night, I'd get to dinner with the boys. We'd find ourselves some pretty girls dancing till we dropped. Grooving on the dance floor, we really liked to bop. We were free from the pressures and responsibilities. free from a mortgage, I could do as I pleased. I didn't have to answer to a boss or a wife. Said you gotta be a young man to do the dance of lies. Well, as the years went by, I was tired of being alone. I got a job, I found a wife, I had kids of my own. I worked hard for a living, maybe once a week. I'd take my wife out dancing and I'd twirl her off her feet. I sang, I'm a lucky man, I'm as happy as can be. I got a job I like and a real nice family. I got a house and car and I got a loving wife. Said you gotta be a grown man to do the dance of life. Well, now that I'm an old man, I couldn't ask for more. I'm doing all the things I could never do before. There's not too many dance steps that I have left to learn. But I prefer a waltz, now a slow and easy turn. Yeah, my kids are all gone, now I don't work anymore. I haven't felt this good since 1964. I'm free from all the mortgage and I'm free from all the strife. But you gotta be an old man to do the dance of life.
Shake out your troubles, stomp out your cares. The dance of life is good for people everywhere. Shake out your troubles, stomp out your cares. The dance of life is good for people everywhere.
Partner and come on the floor. You can bop and you can turn, give yourself a chance. But everybody, everybody, everybody dance. Yeah, the dance of life is happy, the dance of life is long. Count up all your blessings and put them in a song. Shake out all your troubles, stomp out all your cares. The dance of life is good for people everywhere.
Shake out your troubles, stomp out your cares. The dance of life is good for
life is happy, the dance of life is long. Count up all your blessings and pull them in a song. Shake out all your troubles, stomp out all your cares. The dance of life is good for people everywhere.
Shake out your troubles, stomp out your cares.
Bob King, another voice heard from our Father's Day.
Yeah.
From Space to Run.
Wonder how old Bob is doing these
725,
days.
725, not that well. 725. Boys and girls. You want a book about dads? I want to recommend a Roald Dahl's book to you, Danny, the Champion of the World.
Oh, okay.
The copy I have is illustrated by Quentin Blake, so it has a character to it all of its own, yes.
Yes.
So I'll read you a little bit here for you, and then it's off to the bookstore in the library for you. Number one, chapter one, The Filling Station. When I was 4 months old, my mother died suddenly, and my father was left to look after me, all by himself.
Oh, dear.
This is how I looked at the time. Here's a picture. I had no brothers or sisters, so all through my boyhood, from the age of 4 months onward, there were just the two of us, my father and me. We lived in an old gypsy caravan behind a filling station. That's a gas station, boys and girls. All right, British. My father owned the filling station and the caravan and a small field behind, but that was about all he owned in the world. It was a very small filling station on a small country road surrounded by fields and woody hills. While I was still a baby, my father washed me and fed me and changed my nappies and did all the millions of other things a mother normally does for her child. That is not an easy task for a man, especially when he has to earn his living at the same time by repairing motor car engines and serving customers with petrol. But my father didn't seem to mind. I think that all the love he had felt for my mother when she was alive, he now lavished upon me. During my early years, I never had a moment's unhappiness or illness, and here I am on my fifth birthday. And he's been working on cars, you can tell, because he's covered in spots of this and that.
Okay.
I was now a scruffy little boy, as you can see, with grease and oil all over me. But that was because I spent all day in the workshop helping my father with the cars. The filling station itself had only two pumps. There was a wooden shed behind the pumps that served as an office. There was nothing in the office except an old table and a cash register to put the money into. It was one of those where you press the button and a bell rang and the door shot out with a terrible bang. I used to love that. The square brick building to the right of the office was the workshop. My father built that himself with loving care, and it was the only really solid thing in the place. "We are engineers, you and I," he used to say to me. "We earn our living by repairing engines, and we can't do good work in a rotten workshop." It was a fine workshop, big enough to take one car comfortably and leave plenty of room around the sides for working. It had a telephone, so the customers could arrange to bring their cars in for repair. The caravan was our house and our home. It was a real old gypsy wagon with big wheels and fine patterns painted all over it in yellow and red and blue. My father said it was at least 150 years old. Many gypsy children, he said, had been born in it and had grown up within its wooden walls. With a horse to pull it, the old caravan must have wandered for thousands of miles along the roads and lanes of England. But now its wanderings were over, and because the wooden spokes and the wheels were beginning to rot, my father had propped it up underneath with bricks. That's just a start, boys and girls, from Danny, the champion of the world. I'll bet you that's in your public library.
I bet it is.
I'll bet you that's in any good bookstore that sells children's books.
I bet that
is. This came from a box set.
Oh, very
good. So he has so many books, but I think we want to recommend that for today.
I like the one about the tortoise, SEO Trot. And if you figure out SEO Trot.
Yes. Bingo.
Anagrams into tortoise.
Let's not forget Matilda as well.
Yes.
And the movie.
One of our favorites.
Stood up quite well
as
well.
Yes, and the stage show.
Once again, Danny, the champion of the world for you, boys and girls. So school's almost over. Is that right?
Pretty close. It's over for some. It's almost over for others.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
control. Completely out of control. Alice Cooper from his greatest hits. We saw Alice Cooper.
We did.
Bookstore in London. We're walking by and we see he's going to be there.
Yes.
Autographing.
So we went up the stairs.
Big lineup.
There.
Someone had already thrown up on the carpet.
People all over the place.
Had to clean it up. I thought,
true.
But when he showed up,
yes.
Little wizened little fellow.
Yeah,
he
he's
was.
Tiny little guy.
I think he must have been a smoker. It showed on his face.
Well, it could be. But, he's also a golfer.
Well, he wanted to talk about
it. He comes
that.
To Winnipeg to golf.
Oh, yes, he did.
Maybe that's
did.
What his book was
yes.
about, golfing.
Yes, I think golf saved my life or something of that nature.
That's right. And it probably did.
7:33.
Yep.
Boys and girls, we're looking at, there you go, hope you enjoyed that. But the festival listings from the Uniter, the last issue of the Uniter for the summer that comes out and tells you what's on where right through the summer. So if today's the 20th, and it is Summer in the City in Steinbeck. That's Summer in the City, one word, .ca, summerinthecity.ca. Today, the Jeikan Bon Odori Matsuri. That will mean, all things Japanese, noon till 4, including the watermelon hit. I don't know, that sounds like, you know, the piñata? I'd have no idea. Or maybe you could throw watermelons. Now,
yeah,
that
I would
be
think
a
from
hit.
A great height.
Japanese street food, 18 McPhillip Street anyways. What you need to know is JCAM WPG. That's JCAMWPG.ca.
Okay.
And as well, today and tomorrow, the Manitoba Highland Gathering in East Selkirk.
Excellent.
It's Manitoba Highland Gathering, one word.
Yes.
.org. So let's make that our march around the breakfast table then.
Okay.
Single malt. Don't give them the single malt, Carol.
Okay.
Fraser Pipe Band, the pipes and drums of the Fraser Pipe Band, which is Regina's youth pipe band, we heard. Scotland the Brave and Guinness Rambles there, our march around the breakfast table. Carol McKibben, with Father's Day.
Well.
What about a couple of some dad jokes?
Well, first of all, I want to talk about the guy and mention to him the guy who invented Zero.
Yes.
Thanks for nothing.
Oh. Hey, boys and girls, try that out. Well, wake him up now. He'd like to hear that.
Yes, well, I used to have a fear of hurdles, but I got over it.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. So, Ron, this is a riddle.
Yes.
What do you call an alligator in a vest?
Chompy.
An investigator.
Invest, get it?
Yeah, I get it now.
I
got it.
It's like a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
Yep. So a jumper cable walks into a bar.
Yes.
And the bartender says, I'll serve you, but don't start anything.
Don't start anything. Jumper cable. Jumper. Ask your mom and dad about that.
Yep.
In winter in Winnipeg, boys and girls.
I think
horrible.
That's probably enough for today.
No, I think that's enough. More than enough. Always leave them wanting more. Carol, leave them wanting more.
Yes.
Right. What have you got?
Well, as often I do, I've got a date in history, and today I'm going to talk about the Battle of Châlons. Basically, it was a pivotal battle between the Roman army, led by Flavius Aetius and the Hunnic army led by...
Well, if they were the Huns.
Yes, Attila. Yeah,
exactly.
Back in 451 A.D. It was a decisive Roman victory, and it halted the advance of the Huns into Western Europe.
Could have all been different, boys and girls.
Yep. It was during a time when the Western Roman Empire was starting to fall apart, so it was a crucial moment that helped shape the future of Western, of Europe altogether.
Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Yes. Yep.
So, Attila the Hun, first of all, what happened? Attila the Hun invaded Gaul with a massive army, and Aetius, the Roman general, gathered a coalition of Roman and Germanic forces. And he had some Franks, some Burgundians, and other Germanic tribes, and they all opposed Attila. So on this day, June 20th, in the year 451, the Battle of Chalons took place. Aetius and Theodoric I of the Visigoths led the coalition forces against Attila's army, and the battle was fought near the city of Chalons-en-Champagne. So you'd be right, Ron, in thinking present-day France.
Oui, oui.
Yep. And it's considered, as I said, a major turning point in history and a significant battle of late antiquity, which aided the decline of the Hunnic Empire and helped stabilize the Roman influence for a few more decades.
Not
because, as
long.
I said, they
not
were beginning
long.
To fall apart. Eh?
Yep, not for long. I was thinking they'd already been deserted in Britain, you know.
Yeah,
Eagle of the Night. You could look it up. It's a children's story.
Right. And nobody knows how many casualties, but estimated to be in the tens of thousands. It's a lot. So in conclusion, the battle legacy lives on as a crucial turning point in the struggle between the Roman Empire and the barbarian invaders, and the battle is remembered for its role in shaping the future of Europe and influencing the shape and course of Western civilization.
Well, I often find myself saying, the barbarians are within the gates.
Yes,
yes,
the Huns.
Well, we need something suitable then. What about the 1812 Overture conclusion?
Okay, well, you know, it's not 451, but...
A lot of boom, boom, boom.
It's though. A lot of... Yeah.
Yep.
Okay,
finish. Okay,
let's go.
the finale, yes, to the 1812 Overture, Tchaikovsky, Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra, Zubin Mehta, conducting that from our big box of your 100 best tunes.
All I can say is, for the boys and girls, when you're listening to classical music, often there's a story, and you can really understand the story here. There's a war going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of other things here, Carol. On this day in history, on this day in 1908, author Ella Montgomery receives her copy of Anne of Green Gables.
Oh. Where was it printed? Boston or somewhere?
Probably. And I see her family kept gouging the Canadian government to extend the copyright for them rather than anybody else. On this day in 1893, Lizzie Borden acquitted of the axe murders of her father and stepmother. I think her father thought he was just going for a haircut. I wanted a short back and sides. It didn't work out, did it? You know, we had a shop here in Winnipeg called The Man with the Axe.
Really?
We did. Also on this day, 1975, the film Jaws released, based on the book by Peter Benchley, directed by Steven Spielberg, which led probably to the expression, bite me, there you are. And on this day in 1980.
Yes, 1980.
The film The Blues Brothers.
Oh.
Starring Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, opened in 594 theaters.
Hokey doodle. I don't think I ever saw that one.
It's from the soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Well, I heard about the fella you've been dancing with all over the neighborhood. So why didn't you ask me, baby? Or didn't you think I could? Well, I know that the boogaloo is out of sight, but the shingling's a thing tonight. But if that was you and me, I got baby,
Blues Brothers with Guess Who on piano there, Carol McKibben, the organ, I should say.
Yep.
Ray Charles, of course, from the soundtrack to the movie, music from the soundtrack. All right.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I was chair dancing. You were doing a bit of chair dancing.
I think I hurt my shoulder
and,
there, yeah.
Oh, oops. Because I was thinking of tomorrow, Indigenous Day.
Yes.
And you know that the Southern Chiefs organization got together with the Blue Bombers and they launched the Movement is Medicine.
Good idea.
Yep. So the more you move,
keep moving,
the better chance you have. And I see My niece is going for 1 kilometer something every day. So sometimes riding a bike, walking. Almost always involves walking the dog. And running next to the kids who are on their scooters or you name it. But movement
moving
is medicine.
Like the shark in Jaws, always moving forward, Carol. Forward.
I don't know if that's exactly. Anyways, there will be things happening at the Forks tomorrow.
Yes,
and
four.
More than any, four Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yep.
And I hope there's a hoop dance because that's my favorite.
You'll have to go and see.
Yes.
We're going to be next door at the Gold Ice game.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we should have some suitable music then for summer solstice and summer. What about summer from Vivaldi's The Four Seasons?
Okay.
A little something. All right. Yeah, all right. Here comes summer. Official then. Yes, from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Summer, and Sophie Mutter, Herbert von Karajan, the Vienna Philharmonic, with a little bit of L'Orage, Presto, at 7:52. Also on this day in 1837, Carol?
Yes.
Queen Victoria at 18 ascends the British throne. She rules 63 years till 1901. Patience, the soldiers of the Queen, from the best of Gilbert and Sullivan.
Of course.
Doricart. So I'm looking at, we bought two books when we were in London at Liberty's. One was How to Be a Good Husband.
Right.
One was How to Be a Good Wife.
Uh-oh.
So I'm looking at, this is from 1936.
Okay.
Two wives.
So I don't have to pay
attention.
A lot of attention.
No, no, you don't know. Okay, even the best of us will find that at times married life is a trial. However much we may endeavor to do the right thing, perplexities have an unfortunate way of looming up and clouding the horizon. But here's a book full of sound advice. It should help you to sense dangers before they arise. Let's start with then from one wife to another. All right. See how this works out. There is not the slightest doubt about it. Women can make or mar the marriage partnership more than men can. Therefore, if you find you are both drifting on the rocks, don't throw all the blame on your husband. Ask yourself fairly and squarely if you have done your best. Remember that the happiness of the home depends in a great measure on you and your exertions. If the home is not a cheery place, don't expect your husband to spend more time in it than he can help. He will be kept late at the office and have pressing calls from mysterious friends. And then you will grumble that he is always out. Don't be one of those wives who demand their husbands to do this or that for them. No man worthy of the name will be bossed.
Oh, dear.
So, on the other hand, don't be a tame kitten or a doormat, for husbands look down on spineless women. Steer a middle course, and your husband will appreciate your wisdom. Woman is more of an enigma than man. Wrapped in, never mind, bacon. Therefore, if your husband has not understood your wishes, don't straightaway rate him as dull or heartless. It is quite likely that he can't fathom you, and for that, you are more to blame than he is.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, 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 well. From 1936. More to follow in the weeks that come to help. We're always here to help. Can we help them with the weather, Carol?
We can. But I'm going to the University of Winnipeg weather, and I sort of have, because it's more up to date. And it's already 12 degrees here at the University of Winnipeg. Humidity 77%. Oh, there's a wind chill. It's 11 degrees, so that's not bad. Barometer 101.48, and it's rising slowly. The wind speed 7 kilometers an hour from the northeast at 50 degrees. They're more specific about some things here. And I'll just go back to Environment Canada to remind you it's going to be sunny today. Mainly sunny, high of 20. Tonight, a few clouds. Tomorrow, mainly sunny again, high of 22, and a UV index of 8, and that's very high. So then you do have to pay attention to how much time you spend in the sun and how much water you're drinking, etc.
Right.
Cover up.
I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We'll be back next Saturday in our new remote studio. You'll join us then, 6 till 8. Stay tuned now for the I hope will be a stuff file if our equipment is working all right. And back Thursday for you as well with Pages, Radio for Readers. And to leave you, FIFA continues. Canada plays, what, Wednesday?
Yes.
Switzerland. So what about a song to from the England Expects, which is nothing but soccer songs? What about Tub Thumping, Carol?
Yeah.
Right.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again.